Hello, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and I'm your pastor for the day. Everybody wants to be blessed, and nobody wants to be poor. Yet Jesus said that the latter, in some sense, is a prerequisite for the former. We read these well-known words in Luke 6:20, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." And then a couple of verses later, we see the corollary, "Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation." Living today in one of the wealthiest nations in history, where even the poorest members of society are comparatively far better off than those living in third world countries, we ought to pay especially close attention to what Jesus is teaching us here. There are false teachers today, unfortunately, who wrongly equate blessing with material prosperity and wealth. They promise that if you just have the right kind of faith, God will bless you by multiplying your wealth. Not incidentally, this faith often involves sending them a sizable donation. This is not a brand new error either. The Apostle Paul seems to have something similar in mind when he speaks of those who imagine that godliness is a means to gain. And in direct contrast, Jesus pronounced blessing on you who are poor. And the blessing that he pronounces is not, "You're going to get rich soon," but rather, "Yours is the kingdom of God." In other words, that's where the true riches lie, in God's heavenly kingdom, not in your material wealth. What does this mean then, that everyone who is poor is automatically blessed with the kingdom, and everyone who is rich in earthly wealth is automatically excluded from the kingdom? Certainly not. Scripture doesn't teach us that you go to heaven for being poor, any more than it teaches that blessing equals material wealth. I believe that what Jesus is telling us is basically this: true blessing is not tied to or dependent on earthly wealth. Therefore, the true blessing of God's kingdom comes to those who do not put their hope and their trust in worldly riches and esteem, but who humbly trust in the Lord and his salvation in Christ. Now, I think the meaning of this comes out a bit more clearly in Matthew's gospel and the parallel saying where Matthew records the Sermon on the Mount. Here Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And the key point to notice here is the addition of these words, "in spirit." In other words, it is not just a person's economic standing that matters. There is a poverty of heart or spirit. The person who's poor in spirit is one who knows that whether or not he has earthly wealth, he's a sinner. And therefore, his greatest need is for forgiveness and mercy and salvation from the Lord. And knowing that, this person will not put his confidence in his own wealth or anything that he can achieve in this present world. Instead, he or she will look to the Lord in humble dependence on the Lord's riches, in his power, his grace, and his salvation. Now, when we see it in that light, Jesus' words of blessing for the poor signal a heavenly transformation of values. They are an encouragement to those who put their faith in him that though they may not have earthly wealth or status, that's not the true measure of blessing. On the other hand, they are a warning to those who set their hearts on the riches of this life that they're putting their faith in the wrong things. So material wealth is not a true measure of blessing. If you have it as a Christian, be careful not to become prideful. And remember that it's all temporary, and it was given for us to serve God's kingdom. If you don't have it as a Christian, if your circumstances are such as Jesus describes as those who are poor, don't be discouraged or think that you're missing something that's truly important. But put your faith and trust in the Lord. Rejoice that by grace you're a forgiven sinner, and therefore the true riches are yours by faith in Jesus Christ. Well, this has been Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse and your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.